South Leeds Community Radio supports 16 Days of Action, an international campaign to end violence against women.
My name is Melissa Moorbeck, and I'm Executive Director of the Corporate Alliance Against Domestic Violence. We're a registered charity based in the UK that works as a business-to-business link, where we work with other businesses trying to empower them to address the issues and the impact of domestic violence in the workplace. I am a survivor of an abusive relationship. Over 20 years ago, I was in a horrifically violent relationship and worked for a large building maintenance company in the East Coast of America. I had a very high-level position within the firm, and they had approached me on a couple of occasions, is everything okay, because my productivity had started to fall off. I was unable to come to work on time because my husband at the time was doing things like trying to sabotage my being able to get into work, as well as, you know, hiding clothes, those sorts of things. And then also trying to recover from times when I had been abused. Now, there were never any physical marks because I was beaten within a zone between my shoulders and my knees, or my head was beaten into the stairwell so that you couldn't physically see the marks. I think I saw a very angry person in front of me and thought that he had been raised with this. He had been abused by his father. I thought I could change him. I had to get to a point where I didn't think that I could change him, where I could make a difference to his life. And basically what happened was, it was a very violent situation that happened, and I walked into work the next day, took my manager by the hand, walked upstairs to human resources and said, "My husband beats me and I need your help." Although my name was on the bank account, I was not allowed to have cash unless my husband dispensed it for me. And I went up to the bank manager and begged, and he cashed my paycheck, which they advanced to me for $350. I taped it to the inside of my spare tire in my car because he searched absolutely everything. And the following Monday, the 4th of February, 1991, the HR manager came with me and said, "We're going to go meet somebody and go to a shelter." And they drove me over there, and I started an amazing journey that completely changed my life. I changed my name, I changed my identity, and I went into hiding, and I went all the way across country and worked for cleaning companies, anything under the table. I moved in with a very dear family friend that he knew nothing about, and I slept on the floor for at least 8 months. The insidiousness of domestic abuse is such that the isolation starts very slow. Suddenly you're drawn into this net where the perpetrator controls absolutely everything and even what you think. If a woman or man is listening to this broadcast, and if there are certain similarities that are hearkening to them, first of all, you are not alone. You do not have to endure this. You have a right to live a life of safety and of peace, and it's going to be a very difficult road, but you can be free. You can have a life free of violence, free of shame, free of isolation and loneliness and horrendous emotional pain. The most important thing you can do for yourself and possibly for members of your family is to pick up the phone and call the National Domestic Violence Helpline. They are there for you. They are there to work with you. They can help you be free. It's not going to be easy, but I can tell you from my perspective that almost 20 years later, I'm living a life that I never ever thought would be possible.
The number for the National Domestic Violence Helpline is 0808 2000 24/7. There are further contact details for organisations that can support people experiencing violence on the 16 Days page of South Leeds Community Radio's website.